Thank you, Judge Anderson, and thank you, Chief and members of the council, for this opportunity to share with you about my visit to the San Bernardino Superior Court earlier this year. A little San Bernardino historic photograph from the State Fair. I'm sort of into these historic photographs. I thought I'd include it. What I can say is I reported on San Bernardino 2 years ago. There are significant changes there that I think are worth noting, and that's why I'm back. San Bernardino's court is repairing and rebuilding itself as we come out of the recession and also as the WAFM budgeting formula has been phased in further. With partial restoration of resources, San Bernardino is becoming a modern, safe, and accessible institution for the public to use in resolving its disputes. On August 10th, 2016, I spent the better part of a day at the San Bernardino Court, which is located in San Bernardino, which is in the south, you can see in the southwest corner of the county. Interesting about this county is most of the population is down kind of in the southern area. I visited with the leadership team and later ate lunch with many of the judicial officers who were kind enough to join with me and discuss with me their questions and concerns regarding the branch. Their comments to me reflected a nuanced and sophisticated understanding of the challenges facing the branch. Let's take a look now at the county by the numbers. San Bernardino is 21,000 square miles. It is the largest county in the 48 United, lower 48, Alaska's in state two, obviously, but the lower 48, it is the largest county. That's going to play. There are 2 million people in the county. Its operating budget this year was $119.8 million. I note that in, I think it was 11-12, it was at $86 million, the pit of the recession. The court has 71 judges and 15 commissioners. It has 11 locations, with the main location being downtown. There are roughly 120,000 people who go through the doors of all locations every single month of the year, which is a lot of people. There were 344,000 or so case filings. This is a busy court. Now, when I reported to us, or reported back 2 years ago, it was a bleak picture. I want to say about the court, its greatest asset was and continues to be its people. It has outstanding leadership provided by its current presiding judge, Raymond L. Haight, Jr., who goes by Chip, assistant presiding judge, John Vanderfeer, and his executive team, ably led by Nancy Eberhardt. San Bernardino Court is in great hands. Let's look at, though, what when I say it was in a bleak place, let's look at what that actually means. First of all, at the time I was there in 14, it had 68% of its needed staff. There were then, as there continued to be, only 71 judges when our models estimate it needs 143 judges. 10.4 courtrooms were closed. Including remote courthouses. The remote courthouses were in Redlands, Chino, Needles, Barstow, and Big Bear, as well as they had to eliminate some key programs in juvenile and their specialty courts like their juvenile traffic and truancy programs. Geography plays a big part in San Bernardino because of its size, and if you recall from last time, I moved San Bernardino to the Bay Area, and you can see that it goes from the Farallon Islands to Reno, from what looks like Glenn County down to Mariposa. This is a huge county. So when you close a courthouse out in the Barstow District, you are consigning people to four-hour commutes one way by bus or by car. This is a big deal in a county of that size. Now, what a difference a couple of years makes. With the WAFM reallocation, with reinvestment in the branch, and budget restorations and innovations, let's see what San Bernardino looks like today. First, the good news. I guess good news might be in quotes. I'm looking at Judge Brody, the Tyler rollout. Tyler rollout may have had some unforeseen challenges, but they are meeting them, and we are all learning from what San Bernardino is experiencing, making the rollout for the rest of us using Tyler that much easier, and I might say all other management systems. The new building is performing well, and they're also using a historic building site as well. Here's the new building, opened up in 2012, and it is performing great. They're doing something kind of interesting. They have vast, kind of big white spaces, blank spaces in the building. They're actually having staff take pictures and make their own artwork, and they're actually putting it up on the building, giving staff kind of pride in the building. I think it looks great. They've repurposed the county's restored the historic building across the street. That's a smaller building to the left. And the courtrooms inside are stunning. This is largely family. They've done a beautiful job in making a quiet, really efficient place for families and children to be. Rebuilding San Bernardino, they've increased user resources in two critical ways: to create physical access to a court that's been badly hit during the recession, and also to implement branch initiatives. Let's take a closer look. They have added two courtrooms back into the Barstow District. Barstow is everything basically north of the San Gabriel Mountains, going from the west to the east border, from San Gabriel to their northern border. It is a vast stretch of land. They've added two courtrooms back there. They've added 1.5 family courtrooms, allowing for same-day DVTRO hearings. They've added a dependency courtroom. They've added a complex civil litigation courtroom, and they've created a probate division, adding a third probate department this fall. I think Cody was or is the supervisor of it. They've leveraged their resources with Needles, which is way out on the eastern border, to make getting to court in Barstow easier. So that 144 miles to the nearest courthouse, you can see they've inaugurated transportation service, coordinated calendars. So people in those areas can actually get to court and get their business taken care of efficiently. They built out a more efficient self-help resource center, which is very heavily subscribed. You can see how it's crowded the day I was there. It's moving a whole lot better. For them and for the citizens of California. They've augmented their online resources, which is especially useful for rural areas who are able to leverage the WAFM dollars to all their citizens in the county using that. Let's talk about implementing branch initiatives. They've added FCF staff to make more efficient and easier for families. They've added self-help staff to kind of leverage the self-help programs. They've added online educational tools, including smart documents, to access a whole lot more people using a whole lot fewer staff. They've added online conservatorship orientations, which previously have been one time a month in person, are now on demand online. Again, so we're reducing the amount of staff that are being used, enhancing each of the dollars to make these initiatives reach more people. They've been able to expand their telephone assistance center using help with things like UDs and guardianships. Added a domestic violence e-delivery filing system, which for those of us who've done family law or any other type of law dealing with DVTROs, much more efficient for those people in these rural areas in a 20,000 square mile county, but also more safer because we're not having people who are in conflict coming in contact with each other necessarily in the confines of a courthouse hallway. They've realigned their staff salary structure with raises to make them more in line with other courts. They're quick to point out, and it's true, they still remain at the bottom of the heap in terms of salaries. At least they're closer to what's going on elsewhere in California and around them to make them more competitive. There's still work to do in San Bernardino. They have 20 vacant courtrooms, and they point out they could accommodate 5 more judges today with no change in staffing level and be able to supplant the use of their assigned judges program. In short, San Bernardino is in desperate need of support and assistance with more judges given their caseload. However, it continues to be a vibrant court with great people, and I'm pleased to be its liaison. No questions yet because we're going on to my second presentation.